Hey everybody, really, really fun show today. Me, Nick, and Kix discuss Kix's buy of Digidaigaku, which has paid off big time. He accumulated four of them at one Ethereum apiece. He sold two on the way up and is now holding two into this face-melting unholy pump at 16 ETH floor at the time of this show. So we congratulate him, we talk about the project, we talk about what made him buy and what he's so bullish on. And then we end up buying Renga live on the show, which is another project that's getting attention right now. And it's a lot of fun. It's just a really fun show overall. All of our shows are sponsored by FTX. You can sign up at thenifty.com/FTX or with the code thenifty on your FTX mobile app.
Hello. Welcome to the NFT show. Today we will be discussing whether Digidaigaku has revived the NFT market. Just anticipating pronouncing the name of that project threw off the rest of my speech. As usual, nothing in this video is financial advice. We are not financial advisors. The NFT space is incredibly risky. So always do your own research. And as always, if you enjoy the content, hit the like button, smash the subscribe button. All of our content is sponsored by FTX. You can sign up at thenifty.com/FTX or with the code thenifty on your FTX mobile app. Gentlemen, we got one Digidaigaku holder here. He's in the middle. Hello. He's big time these days. Oh my God.
One of 737 people out there.
Is that all? I guess because there's only 2,000 of them. So 33%, 40%.
Man, fuck those people. I'm getting tired of these people. They're all pretentious. They feel like they're deserving of this, and it's just a bunch of nonsense. It's a bunch of scammers that are involved with this, and it's one whole giant scheme.
Got it.
It is. He got it.
Well, there you go. Let's just end the show.
I'd be curious.
And so they didn't revive the market. Okay, it's dead. Let's wrap it up.
So this was a free mint, ladies and gentlemen, and it had an unholy pump immediately from free to north of one Ethereum. It had a pullback, and then it pumped to like two, three, four ETH, and then now it's pumped to like 16. Kix, if you want to pull it up on OpenSea, we can share the screen. But we've heard Nick's side of the story. Nick's side of the story is basically that it's all bullshit. I think that's basically...
Okay. That's not my actual real take on this.
It's what you just said. I feel like the people are thinking.
What are people saying over in the Velvet Lounge? That's my question. I'm trying to figure out like what the.
What's the Velvet Lounge?
I don't. Oh, I have no idea.
What is it?
Let's not worry about it. But the bottom line is, looks so ridiculous.
What looks ridiculous?
Okay, so Digidaigaku or whatever. Yeah, I said that right. Digidaigaku. Wow. Okay, so we finally got it
we
right.
At this point, we're saying it like we've been saying it our whole lives.
So at the lounge, what are the people saying there? That's the real question that we're wondering about. I feel like universally that everyone messed up this trade. Like not basically Kix. 90% of people messed up the trade.
Well, it's hard to tell when something's going to piss missile to 15 ETH.
Hey, Pio, can you just go like this real quick? No, like turn face a little more towards the camera. Turn your head slightly.
Is this picture
turn
day?
Turn your head. Turn it. There you go.
Elementary school picture day.
So yeah, just put it on your knee. Sort of just lean in, lean forward. Turn your head some. Thank you. Okay. Everyone universally has not bought this project other than Kix. Kix, how do you feel and how many do you own?
I own two. I had four.
Oh my! What?
Well, that's what happens.
15 ETH floor. This thing is Cook not arena. Slowing.
So basically, this thing came out of nowhere. Stealth Mint. It just says it comes from. It's coming from Limit Break. It's a game called Digidaigaku, and we knew who the founders of the project was. This Gabe guy is apparently a really big deal in the free to play gaming space. His projects have grossed like $4.5 billion. This was all known, but basically it came on my radar. I saw a bunch of smart money buying it at 0.5 through like 0.8, and I just couldn't act fast enough. I couldn't get a buy-in. And I was just like, screw this. And I came back later, it was all the way up at 2 ETH. I'm like, damn it. Like I missed it, right? Then they revealed, and it briefly went to like 0.8, but then it sat between like 1 and 1.5 for a few days here. And then like kind of more information started to kind of slowly leak out that like about this guy that he was legit. yada, yada, yada. And he's also just like a legendary like memer and Twitter pumper already. He just is like, he's like, there's already memes around the, you know, you know how the Twitter game works in NFT space, right? And so it kept pumping. Then last week he announced like an airdrop, and that's what took it from like 3 or 4 to like 7 or 8. And then going into the weekend, he said that there was like a big announcement coming on Monday. Then the announcement came out today that he raised $200 million from some big
like a boss. Names
of this, like a boss. And here's the craziest thing. I checked when we were on Twitter spaces. The news was out for like 20 minutes and no one was hitting the floor. Like,
on our show this morning or before our show?
On the show this morning. Cause I remember pulling it up on the tweet and I was like, cause it was right before the show because I sent it over to Signal. Or yeah, it was right during the show. I sent it over to Signal. I'm like, if you're going to talk about them in the weather report, you should add the raisin. And she's like, oh yeah, I'm already planning on doing it. And I checked the floor and the floor was still at like 7.7. So there was like a 30-minute, a lot of times with these news events, there's like 30-minute windows where you can still like get in on these things. I don't think
at a 7 ETH.
It's still a big buy, but you're thinking $200 million raise. That's massive.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't have the liquid ETH to like act on it. And then it already like started like flying, but just going to show that like, you know, there's still time to trade on like some of these news events. But anyways, like he's also just pushing a lot of like interesting information and takes on the Web3 gaming space. So he's kind of like shitting on land sales. He's shitting on these big mints for games. And he's saying that like how he sees Web3 gaming exploding is when games are like free to play, they're free to mint. So you like mint into these games for free and then you like accrue new and rare NFTs in the game. And that's the whole model. And that's how you get mass markets into Web3. You don't get mass markets into Web3 with like doing these big land sales.
Allowless privilege.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair. And do you know anything about his gaming chops?
What's the name of this guy? Can we get the full name of this person?
Yeah. We just call him Mr. Gabe in the community. we call him Mr. Gabe. His name is Gabriel Layden.
Gabriel Layden.
Yeah, I just put it in the private chat.
Can we get his Twitter pulled up, Kex?
Oh yeah, totally.
Gabriel Layden.
Layden, L-E-Y-D-O-N, a classic. I'm familiar with this person.
Are you?
Yeah.
Me and him are close boys.
Really? There he is.
Gabe the Laid.
You don't follow him, Kex.
Well, this is, I'm on a non-logged in account. Of course I follow him. We've actually DM'd. Oh, no, they're going to hit me like this. That's annoying. But, dude, he has just some legendary memes. Like, you can see right here, fellow Digi holder. I recognize the name. Like, that's already, like, a running meme. But Machine Zone is the old company that he had that got $263 million in funding. But apparently, like, their top games, like, cumulatively grossed $4.5 billion in top line revenue in free to play gaming. That's what
he's just a veteran.
Yeah. And he's basically like, he sees like that Web3 gaming is going to be like a huge future. And he actually doesn't think that many people in Web2 gaming are going to do it successfully. Cause it's going to be like a different kind of game. You're going to take like a different approach, but yeah, he seems legit. And yeah, there's going to be an airdrop on Friday, and then I'm sure they're going to keep like expanding the ecosystem some way because there's like so much demand to get into the, you know, to get a piece of the project. But who knows how long it will take for them to get like out an actual game or anything like that, right? Like it's all trading off of like speculation and like news catalysts and stuff like that. But this is like earlier on, you know, like this was bound to happen that eventually we were going to get like a big name into the Web3 gaming space, right? I mean, we've had big names come in, right? But like also we've had a lot of gaming studios and stuff like that that are like kind of like we're like hesitant on NFTs. This is like a big guy to actually like break into the space and like really try to start, you know, making some things happen. So I think it's like exciting for the Web3 gaming space.
Nick, what do you think? You buying into 15?
These could go to 50, Nick.
I'm so pissed. Go to 50. Yeah. I mean,
they'll go to 10 first.
You think they'll go to 10? So what's the call here? What are we saying? Kicks is selling his at 50, and it's not going to hit 50. He's going to set. That means he's selling it at 40.
Steve Aoki posting a 16 ETH sale 5 minutes ago. What up, Steve? He bought in at 0.2. All you suckers can take that are trying to fade Steve Aoki. He did a 0.2 to 16 ETH flip. What are you doing?
And you're also getting like 100K sweeps at someone swept 367 ETH of it. So I don't think these would hit 10. I think if these hit 10, it would be briefly, and people would probably gobble it up.
Basically, as part of the funding deal, I'm assuming they went to the investors, and a subset of them was like, you have to go sweep our floor.
Do you know who killed this trade? This hype guy. Because hype was in on this before I even bought. So he got in below 1 ETH. And he's sitting on 77. So, like, you know, that's...
Are you kidding?
Yeah. He's sitting on, like, 1,000 ETH worth of these. Just casually, dude.
Where are you at, Nick? Yo, you're clearly not hype.eth, man.
Dude, this guy's been around for a bit.
Been around for a bit, dude. And he just destroyed this trade. I was just like, damn.
This is the shit that pisses me off. You know, like, there was a... I saw a video the other day. I'm not going to name names, but of one of the founders that was like, someone was like, how much did you make last year? He's like, I don't know, somewhere between $5 and $10 million. And I'm like, damn, like, was that trading or was that through theft? Like, was that through fraudulent projects? I'm trying to figure out, probably a little bit of a mixture of both. But I mean,
it's primary sale revenue. Let's be real.
I mean, there's plenty of people that bought, if you bought a few Bored Apes, you were in a great place. I mean, yeah. I think if you bought
10 art blocks, punks,
fidenzas.
There's a lot of people. Yeah, there's a lot of people that rolled the like art blocks money into punks, into Bored Ape, like, and just kept stacking for sure. If you owned 12 Bored Apes, you would have gotten, and you like sold the Pico top, you would have gotten.
I just
like
bought
7
a Digaku.
No, oh, you yeah. didn't.
Hell no, I didn't. but I'm
it's
like
only 25 grand.
Yeah, only. Yeah. What? How much is a Moonbird?
25 grand.
5 grand.
Actually, these might have flipped Moonbirds, right?
So which would you prefer? Moonbirds. Would you prefer a Moonbird or a Digidaigaku?
There's 10,000 Moonbirds. There's 2,000 Digidaigakus,
yeah,
man.
Don't make me answer that question, dude.
It's a Moonbird. That's the
answer.
No,
it's a Digi.
Hell no. Look at the Digidaigaku. You're not rocking that PFP.
It's not
I understand,
PFP, man.
I understand a PFP, you having bro. It. I understand you having it, but from the gaming sense, but you're going to still flip this thing anyways. You don't really care. But, like, I mean,
calling kicks out, you're calling out Patty the Batty live on stream.
Patty the Batty Pimblay.
Yeah. You know, Kicks is about to give you a haymaker, Nick, if you keep calling him out. He's diamond handing these digis, man. He's going to round trip them.
Yeah.
He's going to round trip them.
Bring him all the way down. Third round, baby.
How much materialized gains did you or realized gains do you have right now? Like 80?
Cost out plus 5 ETH.
Oof.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, beautiful. So I can pre-ride these.
And so that 5 ETH, has that covered how much you're down on Moonbirds?
Fuck no.
You bought Moonbirds at like 27 ETH. I can make fun of you for that
damn.
Now.
26. I bought it at 36K and the floor is like 25K. So I lost.
That's not that bad. That's not
okay, so you've almost made up the difference with this one trade.
Yeah, but there's PXN. I mean, there's others in the queue that need to be made whole again. There's other trades in the queue.
You're the guy who I'm partying with at the casino, and you're like, yo, we got free room, we got free dinner, we got this other free stuff.
And there's a reason why.
And you're like, all I do is keep winning.
and you're like, that's not true.
No, there's a reason they're paying for that.
That doesn't add up.
Dude, the fact that guy has 77 is so absurd. What is this layout?
It was an accident, Nick. For 1 second, it was only kill a P on the screen, and Nick's body immediately had a reaction. Okay. It's like, no, no, no. Nick has to be on the screen, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so Nick, so you're not going to get Digidaigaku here at 16.
I get one, Nick. You're going to be real pissed when they're at 30.
He goes, I'll get one. I'd get one. There's so few of them. That's what's making this like an unholy pump.
Post in the comments right now. If you get one of two choices, you buy or you sell here. Well, buy. there's no sell. There, you get to buy or do nothing. So post down below, buy or nothing. Buy or pass.
Buy or pass, and let us know. Hey, go into the comments. Let us know what you're thinking. All right. Well, look, let's move on.
Pia, what's your move? Pia's always like, what's the price? What's the price of ETH in 16 days? What's the price of ETH in 4 hours? I don't know.
Hey, man, look, I look at you as like a bit of an oracle, Nick. And at the end of the day, sometimes you, Josh said he'd buy if he had the money. Amin said he's going to pass. NDZ96 said he's going to pass.
There's a lot of them. So we got Zama, buy ETH is cheap. Do nothing, pass. Sell, hope for capitulation. King Kicks, do nothing. Literally posted in the comments not to buy after saying you should buy it right here.
That's pretty funny.
Bitcho, pass, buy, pass. Someone said bypass. That's
Someone
funny.
Said that they'd rather buy a Mercedes. That's a good one.
Actually, we got another project on the radar too. That's getting a lot of noise in the NFT space.
Renga. So let's talk about Renga. So I was interested in Renga. Oh, and it's up now. Damn it.
Much higher. Dude, it's like marginally higher.
I know, but like, so Renga.
So these are going
run.
To 70.
Oh, God.
I don't think they are.
Did you buy any?
He's got six.
I got six, yeah.
What did you buy at?
0.46.
Yeah. I looked that trade up when I saw you had six of them. I was like, what did you buy at?
I and rolled some digis in. Dude, now I should have just held the digi because then I would be up way more. And then
I not get alerted to this? I clearly have a different... You minted this on a different wallet.
Yeah, SAS Vault. My daughter put a screwdriver in my hot wallet computer and exploded it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have
it was good to run though on that money.
Did you just lose all that money?
I think it's still in the hard drive. I'm hoping on that the data is still on the hard drive.
Wow,
it is.
You don't have your seed phrase.
I misplaced it for the hot wallet. I came to realize after that event happened.
Well, yeah. There we go.
The beauty of self-custody. Wow. Okay. So look, the thing about Renga, let me give you my take. Kix, you own six of them. You can give your take. Nick, you can give your take. The thing about Renga is it is officially affiliated with Winu. The artist is a gentleman named Dirty Robot who already has done a project called The Art of Seasons. The Art of Seasons saw a big... Sorry, guys. I should have muted. Sorry. That was bad. I should have pressed the cough button. Sorry. I can't see her with my new velvet background, so I just didn't know what she was
She's
doing.
She's just running rampage like in the background, and he can't even see it now. The beauty of this new thing. He's going to put this thing down. His apartment's going to be wrecked. She's going to have like eaten a box of chocolate. It's going to be like a whole situation.
We just move it over and it's World War III behind you. You know what I mean? Anyway, so the positives of Renga are that the artist is respected. The affiliation with 10KTF is interesting. Or excuse me, the affiliation with Winu is interesting because it actually says powered by Winu on the website for Renga.
Yep.
The other interesting thing is the Art of Seasons had an event on the first day of summer, which I believe was like June 22nd. That was the day that they got their airdrop. And now September 22nd is the first day of fall. So that's the next seasonal day. So there's speculation. I see Zeneca's all over this. Tony Herrera's all over this. One of our investors, shout out to them. Zeneca's not an investor yet, but he will be. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. We'll ask him. But anyway, so Art of Seasons could have something coming up. My problem with it is Art of Seasons is down 90%+ from its all-time high, which is interesting. And there's 10,000 of these boxes. I think that they could pump, but it's unclear to me what will make them continue to pump after the burn is initiated, because I don't know what the incentive is to burn for the PFP. Obviously, the PFPs look dope, but we've seen other examples. For example, Fuck Render, fuck avatars and essence. That was one I sold down 95%. There wasn't any actual incentive to burn the essence for the avatars because value wasn't driven to the avatars. The avatars were said to have unique utility, but like there wasn't really any kind of push on them after the release. And I would fear something similar here. Although I'm very bullish on Winu, it's very hard to say. I don't like that Art of Seasons is down 90%+ from its all-time high, and this is another project. That's what I don't like. Kix, do you have perspective?
I got no clue. I didn't even know about that previous project. well, people are saying that they got airdropped the Rengas.
Yes, the Art of Seasons holders got airdropped the Rengas, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, anybody in the comments. And then the remaining ones were minted for a whopping 0.4 ETH. So they got money over there, that's for sure.
One quick interjection based on the comment that Pio just posted. Can we also get one other response in the comments real quick? In terms of Pio's background, are you going to long or short it? Which direction are you going with?
They're just
going
to say short it to be funny. It's way funnier to say short it.
No, just genuinely, I'm just curious. Just quick feedback. I'm just wondering about it.
There's no upside for them to say, no, I really like it. The only upside is to say funny negative comments.
Outside of just being honest. I mean, I think that there's King Kix posting in the comments saying go long.
That's not me, by the way.
I was going to say.
That's not you?
Yeah, that's not actually him.
A lot of people say long. See?
Long 100X. Von Gogh clearly has taste because he's a descendant of Van Gogh. He said long 100X. So.
Yeah, and I mean, you can't call this a rug, dude. It minted at less than 0.10, and you could have sold this thing for months in a bear market for like a 20x.
Wait, so why did this suddenly come out? Oh, sorry, this is the Seasons.
It's almost like they ported it into like, they kind of like, this is almost like a port into Renga is how you could almost like look at it.
Yeah, fair.
But yeah, I mean, like literally look, like you, this minted in April, you could have made bank on it if you minted. So definitely not like a rug to people that owned it. Maybe you should have sold before this project came out, but I mean,
your shout out to Quad for the comment. You can hear Quad speak on the morning show, you know, most days. He said it looks like the background that Porky the Pig pops out of and says that's all folks.
It really does. That's a good point.
I'm gonna get an orange one, you bunch of bozos. I like red, but I'm going to get an orange one to match my PFP. So it'll be a good one. It'll be good.
Yeah. All so right. I'm not worried about that with
Renga.
Renga.
Nick, come on. Give us your take on Renga.
It kind of be like a doodles, you know?
What do you think, Nick? 0.59. You and me sweeping the floor. Are we buying 4 each right now?
It's not my thing.
It's not your thing. Let's sweep a floor right now.
Why do I need this thing? I mean, I guess it's the association with Winu is basically the only data point for me that has any relevance. I just sold two 10K TF things. I mean, they're going to make me look stupid, but.
Yo, Nick, yeah. What floor are we going to sweep? Got some fresh ETH in the wallet. What floor should I sweep?
And
I think you
wallet?
And me.
Your personal wallet?
My personal wallet, but I'm just imitating. We have ETH in the company wallet too. It would have been nice to buy some diapers.
Have we lost every single trade in there recently? I don't know.
No, it's broke even on a couple. but it would have been nice to accumulate some digit daigakus in there and just recover all the money in that wallet in like one fell swoop.
Well, that's what keeps you in the casino. Yeah, that's what keeps you in the casino. This is literally what the gambling addicts sound like. It's like, oh, if I would have made that one trade, that one bet. I like how my face is fully blocked by those comments.
I knew you were going to say that, so I went ahead and brought it back. Can't Wait just said, Pio should paint his face green on the orange background like that dude who is progressively losing his mind on Twitter, dressing up like his apes. Do you know who he's, you know that guy that he's talking about? That guy's fucking funny.
You can always get yourself a Pepe Daiyaku if you can't afford the main one, Nick. These only cost, let's see.
Nick, these are better than the actual ones, right?
Well, they at least look like something you can use.
Yeah, these are only $14, dude. That's like a sandwich in New York City.
What would you rather have, Nick? A little like a calzone or one of these Pepe Daigakus?
Hey, that one reminds me of my ex. Hey. I'm just kidding. So.
Wow, that was awesome, Nick. That was legendary. Chromie Squiggles at 11
these keep
points.
Fucking pumping. Damn.
Keep going, baby.
Dude, what? I'm so pissed because I keep wanting to get one. And
let's
then,
sweep the floor. You buy two, I'll buy one.
Okay.
Dude, no one wants to trade stocks in a bear market, dude. It just sucks. Dude, like you want to trade a ticker and just lose money. People want a picture if they're going to lose money. And then sometimes you make money, just like in stocks. So I think NFTs are really going to replace stocks as the primary investment vehicle of most younger generation people in the next 3 to 6 days.
Pictures, man. We need pictures.
3 to 6 days.
3 to 6 days.
3 to 6 days. Just one CNBC article and
boom. Bada bing, bada boom. MTV.
Like AMC, you're going to like NFTs. See, that has a nice little ring to it.
Yeah,
so the squiggies are moving.
What's happening there?
This one's kind of cool. This is a slinky one. I've been looking at this lately. I could have bought one of these if I had just held one digi for an extra day and sold it. Could have just rolled it right in.
I'm about to just
guy.
Go buy this. I'm so Woo! Pissed.
It's cool. It's a slinky, right? And Boy, slinkies Nick. Are slinkies are more rare than the normals. So like a little alpha for you there. There's two slinkies at the floor.
People are looking for some instant liquidity.
People, what do you mean?
Like, look at that like quality. That,
they're jumping
trying to
on
dump
the floor.
This right yeah. now. Yeah, so that's your opportunity to jump in. Because they're trying to go to Digidaigaku.
This is so annoying.
Nick, you weren't on the show when we talked about Digidaigaku. Pio literally brought it up on screen, and I was going to talk about it, and then Comcast hit a power line. And
oh my god,
got rugged. Yeah,
so I missed out on buying a bunch of I was gonna probably buy 16 of them, just be rich.
Well, you could buy a Chromie Squiggle when these goes to the 30, you're gonna look pretty smart.
How about that, Nick?
When these go to 30,
the squigs, yeah.
Nick needs a good trade right now. You can tell, you can feel it.
It's been too long. That's the reality. That
I was actually I feeling right. the same way. I was like, I need something that's just a $2,500 come up at least, you know?
Well, I already find sold, it. I sold like 3 or 4 ETH last week, so I already
that's
got
That's good.
Some
you,
of that.
You got that. You got like 6K, 7K. Not bad.
You get some Izus, Nick.
Well, you're going to get definitely. A Ute, Nick.
I already have the money in the Solana wallet for that, or I have the dust, so I bought the dust. Bam. Technically, beautiful. I'm up on the dust.
Yeah, the dust was actually the monster trade. Like, we should have been putting in, like, literally 25, 50 grand
maybe
in the dust.
Maybe $40 million in the dust.
Just buy the whole market cap.
I should just take my retirement account, of which it's $40 million, and put that directly into dust.
Yeah, dude. If dust if dust goes to ape levels, then it's like a 33X from here, so...
So real quick, in all seriousness, last night on the MTV Video Music Awards, we saw the remarkable performance by Snoop Dogg and Eminem in the metaverse. The graphics were incredible. It just totally made sense. It wasn't like forced at all. It made sense, and the graphics were insane. Look, we were giving it a hard time on the show today, but the show this morning had the best viewership that it's had in weeks, and I have to think that the VMA performance revived people's interest in NFTs and they popped up. And then what follows, $200 million funding round from Digidaigaku. Are NFTs about to just be fully back, man?
I'm down to answer that. I also think we should do a meditation over this Digidaigaku. Like, that just feels like something which is necessary here.
Should I switch to blue for the meditation?
Can you hear this?
Can I switch to blue? All right, hold on.
Could you hear that?
Hold on, let me get my shawl.
Look at switching to blue. What the hell is going on here? Fifth grade layout. It's like you're seeing over the edge of it. Okay. This is hilarious.
Shit. It's falling on me. All right, hold on. 1 second. Oh, shit.
You messed this whole...
Oh, no. I messed it all up.
You don't even have a thing to actually...
No, it's resting against my kitchen stools.
That is hilarious.
K, Kicks, what happened to your camera?
He turned it off so he could go get a shawl, supposedly. I have no idea what the hell is going on.
He bought a meditation shawl because he had an idea for content like 4 months ago where he was going to host a weekly show where he did meditations. Nick, please lead us through a meditation. I have peaceful blue behind me now.
Maybe you should pull up the floor of Digidaigaku.
Sure.
Just sit and be at peace with yourself, you know? Have a deep breath. Just let out all of that volatility and frustration that you've been experiencing looking at the NFT market, not even participating in it because either A, you don't have a lot of cash, which is like a lot of people, or B, you just don't know how to trade. Let that go.
Let it go.
And breathe in just positivity, knowing that you once made a good NFT last year. You once were somebody. Inhale that positivity. And then let out a good fuck! Because you missed Digidaigaku.
You faded this guy.
This guy. Look at how elite this guy is.
You faded him.
Breathe in the knowledge of his face being at the forefront of a brand that you didn't buy and let it out.
Could make all the regret
that you had
guy.
Not realizing that this guy is going to make billions of dollars for the NFT holders. Billions. Let that out. You know, sometimes you hit a home run, but if you're like most batters, that opportunity rarely comes, if ever. Because there's other people that are far better at this game than you. So just remember, hey, while you're seeing that, breathe in the knowledge that the Pudgy Penguins founder has nearly $10 million and doesn't need this project to go anywhere whatsoever. Price go up, down, doesn't fucking matter. And then just let that go. It doesn't really matter at all.
I'm not going to name names.
Let in the knowledge that the DM of the person who listened to our show this morning and was offended by the fact that I said that these deserve to be at 2. But no, now they're pumping over 3. Not anymore. They're 2.99.
The I'm Penguins are? It,
yeah, breathe in the knowledge that this is going down to 2.
I thought they already hit 2.
Okay, they haven't gone back down to it. And let out the regret that you had that you didn't buy them at 0.8.
So wait, did they retrace 2 or no?
No. They're on the way down there. Breathe in some positive air to counteract the negative vibes that PO just brought to the Pudgies, making you think that you felt like there was FOMO pulsating through your veins. And just let that shit go. Let it go.
This guy.
We don't need it.
That's how we rap, is just this guy looking at us like, you dipshits didn't buy my thing.
You fucking faded me.
You faded me. I had 200 million bucks ace in the hole in my back pocket the whole time, locked in.
And I'm just shit posting on Twitter like I've won the game already. You wonder why? Because I have. It's over.
Freedom
back
Mint
up
block
your bags.
Yeah, Freedom Mint blockchain games, bitch. Ever heard of it?
This dude just came in and was like, Pixel Vault, what's that?
Oh. Dude, he didn't even have a Twitter account. He just created one. He's like, I'm about to run you guys.
This guy came through and kicked the whole NFT market like right in the nuts. Baseball bat to the nuts with this guy, okay? I mean, look, this guy might be from Brooklyn. I don't know.
This guy jumped off the corner and elbowed you right in the back, cracking your back of the market.
Elbow
of
drop.
All of the faders.
Elbow drop.
Bam. I don't even need that money, you peasants.
He doesn't need the money. He's worth hundreds of millions. He's doing this just for fun. He's
just,
probably got
just
an
to
evil
make
laugh.
Billions and to flex on people and make you realize that you're a failure.
Someone tweeted or someone posted a comment. Someone just he's got a card. Wait, what does this say? Flip all opponents on the field. Your opponent is destined to lose. Win on your next turn. This guy's attack is 9999. What a boss. Someone said someone just swept 8 digis for 125 ETH. Someone also said Renga pumping. Nick, do we each buy 5 Rengas right now and just list them at all of them at 0.2 higher than what we pay for them? What do you think?
The boys are back in town.
That's a 1 ETH play right there for clicking a couple buttons. You don't want $1,700 or whatever an ETH is right now? You don't want that? You don't need it?
Why is this going to 0.8 though?
You said everybody, Nick said he doesn't need $1,700.
No, that's not what I said. I said, why is this going to 0.8?
I'm just kidding. Is it? I don't know. Yo, Kix, pull up Renga's activity real quick.
0.6. What are you selling at, Kix?
I mean, he's up.
Yeah, I'll probably sell like around 1 ETH, maybe a couple.
Activity,
nothing else going on these days, man. You got to trade the new stuff.
So it's pumping. It's just flat out pumping.
Yeah, it's flat out pumping. I mean, there's not a ton of listings here. If you look, there's only 286. You'd expect with only 286, you know, we'll probably get some moves, you know, potentially up higher today. And then we're just with this thing, we're probably going to get some just nice consolidation and slow chop up.
Nick, your ape is in focus because the ape is looking at you with his VR. No.
Wow, that was weird.
How did
that happen?
Because the ape was literally telling you to ape in. Kix, what do you think? Should me and Nick sweep 8 of these combined right now?
8? What the hell are you talking about?
4 of these.
A little bit. Yeah, snap these 0.6ers up. Just get in the game. What have I been saying? If you want to win in this bear, you got to keep your feet chopping, okay? You got to keep your feet chopping, okay? You got to be taking L's to the cheek like Patty Pimblay, okay? You ever seen him get knocked down? No. You ever seen him get knocked down? Yes.
That was a hell of a pep talk. I feel like I'm really pushing Nick right now. And if we do go in and it doesn't work out, Nick will be so mad at me.
I just bought one.
So mad at me. No, you didn't. You bought one? I'm buying one right now. Watch out. Renga's coming through. If I bought the top, it doesn't matter. I'm buying a Renga.
Buy the second one there.
Yeah, give me this Renga. $924 well spent.
Which number did you just go on?
It already got scooped up. It's literally getting cleared.
Psyduck's buying.
I'm sweeping the floor. Gem.xyz. I'm sweeping the floor.
Shut up. Are you really?
I'm sweeping the floor.
He's sweeping it with one.
Psyduck don't miss. He's using advanced AI minting tools.
I'm sweeping the floor. Let's go. I'm sweeping the floor.
They're actually flying right now.
Get Gem XYZ up, dude.
Yo, floor sweep incoming.
Stop. Stop.
Get the cash out.
Stop doing it. You're making me empty my wallet into this. Stop doing it.
The floor. Yo, Gem's lagging. It's breaking. Exactly. It's breaking Gem. I'm sweeping the floor.
This is pissing me off, dude.
You know what's awesome about the markets? Look at all these on PseudoSwap for cheaper than OpenSea. That's why I only use Gem XYZ now. I don't even buy
OpenSea. Wait, hold on. Did I cancel this transaction?
These things are disappearing, man.
These are all 5.6 on PseudoSwap. You guys should get on PseudoSwap.
No.
Wait, hold on. I can just go buy it on PseudoSwap?
Yeah, that's why you should always use GemXYZ because they'll always give you the lowest price.
What? So I can just buy this for 0.56?
Dude, these things, you can't buy them right now. I don't know what anybody's talking about. These aren't for sale.
These things are out of them, man. Yeah. Let's go.
No, now the price is 0.64. You can't get it.
This is preposterous, dude. Sapphire, leave it.
Can we get some pump music, Nick?
Hey.
Yeah, Psyduck freaking just went in and got 4 of them.
Hey, what's the floor right now?
He front ran us. Boom, boom,
boom, boom. He's probably watching this show. Hey, Psyduck,
what the hell, man?
Get out of our business, dude.
What the hell? Next time we're doing this in the private chat.
Yeah, this is stupid.
He literally just relisted it at 0.62 for your dumbass to butt. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was going to be really upset if he did that. That would have been like a savage.
Taking an L.
He's probably giggling his ass off right now. All right, let's go. I swept the floor. Let's go. It. Let's go. Look at the activity, ladies and gentlemen. This is how it's done. I know that there's a lot of new people watching the show
now. How many did you buy?
Like 17.
Damn.
It's a monster floor sweep.
Let's go. You bought three of them.
No.
I just got alerted.
Oh, yeah. I guess it was only three. I thought it was like...
Oh, looks like I got two.
There we go. Monster
floor sweep. We're in
the game. Buying above floor. Buying above floor. I could just come in and buy cheaper than I did 1 second ago. I just posted the local top for Side Duck, baby. This is just available for cheaper than what I just bought.
Really? You paid more than that?
I paid 64.
Oh my God.
Yo, sometimes you gotta aim high.
Take a swing, dude. You're gonna sell these at 0.9. You're gonna be fucking stoked.
The Leaf said I'm trying to force a pump.
I had one more piece of alpha, but I know our alpha is being heavily tracked right now. So and I got to do a little bit more research on this one.
What are you going to put it in the private chat? Tip us off.
It's not a quick buy. We got to think about this.
Give me a tip. Maybe I can give you some feedback. Maybe.
Let me just say this. I can't even say that. We're going to figure this out. Okay. We'll do some research.
If you're in the portal Discord, you'll get tipped off in there.
We'll talk about it in there. So these are going to 10 ETH. Pretty sure about that.
Hey, everybody, go buy this.
Mayo, hey, shout out to Mayo posting a 0.64 sale. Yo, Mia, hey.
No, that's a buy.
Yeah, exactly. Like he's buying at 0.64.
You said a 0.64.
How many portals? 100 portals. Zoom in on that. Zoom in on that, Nick. That's what smart money looks like. Hey, right there. Zoom in on that 100.
He didn't sell his leather. Interesting.
Dude, you don't got it. You think Mayo needs to sell leather? Mayo's literally spreading himself on whatever kind of sandwich he fits. He's Mayo, man. He's just going on there, squeezing between the bread and the meat. Just making money, man. Just posting W's. Look at that headband, Moonbird. Me and Mayo. Yeah, exactly. Renga Black Box. Look, 0.64 floor. Yo,
does anyone know the reveal on these?
They said it was the top. I said it was the bottom, man.
Does anyone know the reveal?
They said it was
the
top. I said it was the bottom.
I'm about to lose money on this thing. Someone mentioned ETH is going to dump. I'm going to lose a bunch. And someone says, should I buy 10 more? Yes.
Yeah.
NFTs are going to pump all ETH dump because we're sick and tired of just losing money. Okay. We're sick and tired of it, dude. We're not going to trade because ETH's going up or down.
Oh, shit. I would buy over that. You could get a quick $30 rip here on ETH if you want. This is a nice, we just went above a key level up to 1577.
Oh, yo. Man, one of our boys, a whale wallet, just FOMO'd in with us. Everybody FOMOing in right now to Renga. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not even going to put the person on blast that just bought in, but he bought in.
I don't see it in here.
Yeah, you don't follow the right wallets, man.
Look at this advanced ass shit.
What is this?
Connections between top holders. We're seeing some... We got some big bubbles here.
The dots are starting to connect.
Yeah, what even is this? Look at this Venn diagram.
What even is this? What are we looking at?
That's straight raw insight.
This is top holders and shit, you can move the bubble. Dude, look at this, dude. Look at this correlation here. Like these guys are connected.
But you can move the bubbles.
This is Zeneca and Zeneca Academy. Look at these.
So Zeneca bought from two different wallets. Yo, should I use the company wallet and come through and post sales on this thing right now? Literally just run up the numbers right now with the company wallet.
Why do you keep saying post sales? You mean buys.
Post sales, man. Yo, when it's a sale, somebody got the sale. I got the buy, but it was a sale.
Dude, you should have worn a button down with that background. I'm just saying.
Get his school photo, dude.
Good time. You never answered. What was that stupid dot chart that didn't make any sense at all that we were just looking at? What kind of indicator? It's just top represented holders. As floating dots?
Yeah, just represented as floating dots. But I was just kidding about this whole thing. This project, Renga's just going to go to the gutter. 0.2, Digi is going to retrace down to like 5. it's all done for. This market's cooked.
The guy that just swept is texting me right now. He said, "Sorry, I just swept." I just asked him, "What do you think they're going to?"
And he said, "Into the trash." Well, this has been fun.
Yeah, dude, I'm loving Jem. Look, because like you can get this guy on LooksRare for 2.75.
He literally said going to zero.
Oh, easily, yeah. That project's trash. I can't believe you guys actually bought it.
I'm interested in a quick.
I think these are going to be fun with reveal. Yeah. Oh, you're going to look at the ETH. Let's pull it up.
I got to go actually for.
You're fine.
I'll just show you here.
You share your screen?
That's what I'm doing right now.
Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah, you're wrong. See, because if you just see this line right here, it's going down.
Okay, you're looking at the daily.
Test Tube Ted in our Discord saying if you have a blue background, hey, Pia, you have to buy.
Let my screen through.
Here you go.
So this is called a falling wedge here.
Yeah, I've seen the falling wedge, but now you're not on screen. We've switched over to mine, real technical analyst here. Okay. So in terms of, well, there's two things. One, Bitcoin is in whack range. That'd be interesting. Little run there. So ETH, you got the 1 hour, you got the 1 day. This right now, actually, this is not a good buy on the daily. This is the resistance. 1541 is where this line is. We broke below. I set the target of 1429. And we hit that, saw some support there, ran up. That's where I like to run into this 15-minute chart. We bounced off this level. So we had we tested it briefly and immediately got rejected off of it. Support, blasty blast up to the moon here off of the 1429. You could have made a little bit of money on this ripperoni right here, as you like to call it, Kicks.
That's a nice ripperoni. Look at all that green.
Textbook ripper right there.
And right here, this support, this is what I'm looking at. I'm looking at going up to these next levels. Or we get a rejection, quick, fast rejection. So if we get any sort of, I would say if it goes up maybe around here, we get a nice solid pump. I'd like to see this hold for the hour. Then I'm interested. I want to see it tap this piece right here. Usually you get a 2 hours hanging around there at the bottom. So anyways, that's what I'm looking for. I may do a little swing trade, but I still think this is going down to 1240.
Well, if it goes down, that's great for NFTs, man.
I think it's going down to 1247. That's sort of my
great for NFTs
current target. You can feel free to share yours. I gotta go.
Yeah, I don't really have too much to show. I mean, I just got the
last time you had that, you drew that cross. So yeah. I'd like to see this falling wedge. Pia, you want to let him share? Are you going to play with your dog?
I'm not playing with my dog.
Okay. Looks like you're playing literally footsies with somebody.
I'm responding to all the fanfare I'm getting after that monster sweep on Renga. Twitter, yeah, it's literally gone viral on Twitter.
Look at this chart. Beautiful.
Yeah. So we're going down right to this 1350 range.
Then are you going to go buying in reverse?
Yeah. No, then it's straight up from there to at least, 1600. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the Pisces trade.
Very nice. That.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is just textbook, right there. Yeah, then you're going to go right here. And that's like your target Fibonacci after hitting 1360 up to 1542.
Just textbook.
Yeah.
There you have it, buddy. Look at the lines on the thing. I mean,
all right. I'm going to go.
Nick's got to go. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you hit the like button, smash the subscribe button, sign up to FTX, thenifty.com/FTX, or with the code thenifty on your FTX mobile app. We're out here sweeping floors on the daily. $100,000 deployed every day on the channel.
Like Swifter.
Sweeping, baby. Just literally getting the mop, the bucket, rolling up our sleeves. It's working man talk on this channel. Putting in the work, ladies and gentlemen.
Smash the subscribe, like, end this show, P.O. Yo,
text your friends with the video. Tell them Killer P and Nifty Nick. We're out here sweeping the floor, literally looking like a couple of janitors, but they're paid like they're janitors that are in Lambos, man, because the floor sweeps are paying off. It's 2X, 3X, it's 10X, man. The technicals don't change around here, man. And Nick's going to be on for the next 10 minutes doing another meditation. You already know.
Peace out.
Nick's going to leave. See you guys.